It's a great joy to be with all of you at this MindShift Virtual Summit. Thanks, Aaron and team, for the amazing opportunity to be again with you guys. What a lovely title, Thriving Through Crisis. And I will be in particular talking about how to turn your influence into income during an uncertain time. And I believe it's a brilliant opportunity to do so, and that could really move you ahead, closer to your dream, your objectives in your career, but also in entrepreneurship. Just imagine that overnight, the core activity, the substance of the company you work for, suddenly vanishes. And this is what happened with me when I was working for the Swissair Group. We had already a plane crash in 1998. We had the 11th of September in 2001. And a month later, we were bankrupt. The whole fleet was grounded. It was very painful to see those planes lined up, pretty much as it is now, but for another reason. And what was considered as a flying bank, the pride of Switzerland, was grounded, ceased to exist. A new company was restarted in the meantime. But I tell you, during this time, I learned so much about crises and how we can lead through them. And actually, it was a very interesting time. What I learned is that people are looking for reassurance, are looking for support, and they will follow whoever provides not only reassurance and support, but solutions. There's enough people around who are complaining and gossiping and chatting with no real results. And my ambition for you today is that you can be one of those leaders in the time of crisis. Even if you're not an official leader, in an official leadership position, it's your chance to bring your influence first and then really move your career further. So let me just give you the most important question first, and then we're looking at five steps, how we can turn it into business innovation and into an income. My first question, very most important question, how are you? Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. No. How are you? How is your mindset? How are your emotions? Are you coping at the moment? You see, this is a very important question. We have up and downs. We have easier and more difficult day. But crisis is a lot of bad days. It's a marathon. It needs your full mindset, your full mind shift to be able to really exploit that time for influence, for innovation. So knowing how you are doing, your emotions, your fears, your worries, what is around you, your family and whatever, is very, very important. Take the time to reflect, and especially take the time to resource yourself. What does gives you peace and joy? For me, for example, it's music or watching documentaries or walk in the forest. Know what brings you resource and new strength. Block time in your calendar for those activities. Only if you receive, you will be able to give. And if you realize something is not quite right, get the coaching, get the therapy, take the action needed so that you are doing well, so that you can lead others during this time. So I'm going to ask throughout this talk a few questions, and this is the first one. As soon as I'm done with the question, just pause this video, take a notepad, and write down your thoughts. This is very important because you are designing your own journey. So my first question is, how am I? How am I doing? How and when do I resource myself, or should I? Just pause now, take a cup of coffee, think, write down some thoughts. then we'll restart together. Great. The first step is the most important decision. You see, until 20, 30 years ago, we would be saying the only goal of a business is to make money. And with that money, we hire people and we pay taxes. In the last 15, 20 years, in company strategy, there is the teaching called triple bottom line. Triple bottom line says that every decision you take has to be benefiting three areas. Money, of course, it's a business that has to make money. People, the social impact inside and outside the company. And planet, ecology. We don't want to damage the planet, we want to have a positive contribution. Money, people, planet. So in normal times, we look at every decision from those three angles and we even calculate the positive impact in all three. Here is the name of the game in crisis. You don't have time to do that. Things are moving so fast that you have to go with your gut feeling, with intuition, and you're going to make mistakes. Now, let's see what can happen if you make a mistake. If you put money first, clearly looking money at the expense of people and planet, what is happening? You're going to be okay in the short term. Your business is going to be okay for a short while. But you're going to potentially lose the people inside and outside the company. And if the planet, the ecology is damaged, that's not a good idea. Your reputation, the loyalty, whatever is around you with people is going to be damaged. What if you put the planet first at the expense of people and money? That's ecology, that's NGO. Maybe not the best idea. Now, what about if you place the people first at the expense of money and maybe possibly ecology, therefore the planet? What if you make a financial sacrifice, an investment into people that costs you? What will happen then is you're going to build incredible loyalty, not just with your employees, but with all stakeholders. Your reputation will be tremendous. People will be motivated to work with you. You're going to bring creativity and innovation. That is real influence. Remember, we do business not with other businesses. We do business with people who maybe have a business. So here is my question. What do I need to do to put people first in my business or in my job? Just pause, take some notes. Step two, we are not alone in this journey. We need a team. We need not just a team, we need the right team. And I believe this is where the whole difference is being made. So let me just give you some rules I think you should have in your team to exploit uncertain time and come out stronger and realize some real income and business innovation. The rule of the team should be no blame. Feedback is just about the past. The past is just being for feedback and framing, but we are working on solutions. We are designing solutions. Number two, we don't criticize ideas and people. We just evaluate them and learn from them. Number three, we are okay with overview. No need to go into extensive detail, just where it's needed. Gut feeling, intuition, because if we wait too long, the problem is gone and the solution as well. Number four, we are all going to make mistakes. We're just learning quick. We are failing quick. But who should I take in my team? And maybe you have already an existing team, and when you're leading, when you're innovating through uncertain time, your team maybe look to be a little bit different than in a very stable operational mode. So let me give you some requirements for your team member that you should have when you look at choosing your team or review your team. They need to be emotionally stable. their mindset has to be right. Because, as we said, emotions and how they are doing is actually, personally, it's actually very important. Number two, they need to be able to place others and the company before themselves. They are not in the show for themselves, and actually probably never should be. But in that time, even less, it's about what we are accomplishing together. Number three, they need to be able to work hard and to invest their time. And to do that, what they do with you has to be aligned on their motivation, their dreams, their strength. Number four, they need to be creative and out of the box thinkers, not just critical thinking, but they need to be able to bring, to see things outside. I'll share at the end an example of a company that truly inspires me and has done just that. So here is my question again. Who do I need to add or remove from my team? Pause and think a little bit. Maybe you don't have specific names, but you can at least think about the kind of profile people you would like to have in your team. Okay, great. So we discussed about the most important question, how are you? We discussed step one, people first. Step two, the right team. And now let's move to step three, looking for new solutions. I was working with small business owners in a city in Switzerland, and one of them who had a bookstore was complaining about the competition from Amazon and saying actually they steal all their customers and people go and buy books there. Of course, it's cheaper, it's quicker. Not always quicker, but at least cheaper. And here is what I saw in that discussion. Unless you exactly know which book you want to buy, the title, the author, everything, where in this case, Amazon is really quicker and easier. But if you don't really know what you're looking for, I need a book about a certain topic. I don't think Amazon is going really to help you. You're going to see all sorts of data, but you don't really know. What about going to a bookstore, seeing a librarian and a lover of books who knows his or her topics? Sit down, have a cup of coffee. And that person is going to ask you, what are you really looking for? What is your real goal with that book? He's going to bring a couple of books, show you physically, you'll be able to look through. And at the end of the day, you might not just walk out with one book. Even if it's one book, it's the right one, but maybe more than one, two, three, four books. Actually, what that bookstore is selling is not books. Their real service is an advisory service into finding the right book on a certain number of topics. You see, the solutions, the needs are sometimes in different places that we can think about. That example doesn't work well now because of confinement and those shops are closed. But just think about the real need of your segment, of your customers. What do they really need? What is the journey, the buyer journey that they need to see? What are the convenience you can bring to them end to end in the journey? And to do so, we have several tools. We have the Grow tool we use in coaching, can be used to design solutions. We have team coaching as such. We have Marketing Canvas, a tool that enables to look at about 15 different aspects of the marketing of a product or service, including partnership, the channels, and those questions. And do this as a team and own the solution together and support it. And also, of course, measure the progress, learn and fine-tune what you're working on. Now, you might say, yeah, but I'm not asked to do that in my current job. Yes, maybe not. But you can still informally do that and offer your solution and ideas to your boss. If you're thinking about starting a new business, this is central to your activity. That's the business model, not the business plan directly. What do I design? So looking for new solutions for innovation is central into designing an income, an increased income in a time of crisis. So here is my question. What idea come to my mind, and what is the step or the steps that I can see now in designing and finding and designing a new solution? You can pause now, think about it, take some notes. Great. A time of crisis, a time of uncertainty, is an amazing opportunity to move forward. Either you protect or you propel your business. Either you said, oh my gosh, this is so hard, I need to create barriers and protect and fight to keep my business going. Yeah, of course, there are reasons to do so. Or you say, how can I move my business forward? For example, if you have a flood in your cellar, you have to maybe lift a furniture to clear the mess underneath. While you are lifting that furniture up, do you just put it back at exactly the same place? Or do you take that opportunity up in the air to move it and bring it to a better place? As the dust is flying in this crisis, and I believe it's not the last one, so there's a lot to learn for future crises. As the dust is flying, where do you want the dust to settle? A crisis creates momentum, breaks habits, comfort zone, and this is positive. But this requires incredible leadership with people and with business solutions. And the step four is about agile leadership, about how you lead. Again, formally or informally, leadership makes the whole difference. Let me give you a few characteristics of agile leadership that is dearly required in such a time. Number one, it's collaboration. People learn to work together. There are no walls between people and departments. There are only bridges and collaboration. Number two, we can learn from one another. There's a learning attitude. That's a humble leadership learning attitude. Number three, we get quick feedback from stakeholders, not just internally, but from the client, from the community. Quick feedback all the time from which we can learn. Number four, we focus on quality. Quality, I said not extensive, not too much, but the right quality at the right place. Number five, continuous learning. We improve, we fine-tune all the time. Number six, no micromanagement. No micromanagement. If you lead people or lead teams, you have to give them total freedom. Now, of course, in the frame of your values, your functioning, you just draw a clear frame of the most essential thing in the company, and then you leave them total freedom in your area. If they are artists, marketing, finance specialists, they know their area well. Give them the freedom and the empowerment to do so. And lastly, here is my question. What do I need to change in my leadership? What are or is or are the next steps? Pause and take some notes. Lastly, step five. You can take this opportunity to build a new company culture. What you are learning right now in this crisis, in this uncertain time, will enable you to design the 2.0 version of your company. Now, it's a little bit early to say that, but I'm mentioning it now because you can start to take notes and learn and then implement it a little bit later. So here is how we build a new company culture. Number one, celebrate. Maybe wait a little bit for that, but when the crisis is over, when most of it is over, celebrate and give credit to people for their achievements. Do a debrief, take the lessons you have learned and focus on the positive. A lot of things will go wrong, and this is okay, it's part of the game. Making mistakes is normal, it's how we learn. But focus on the positive. Third, promote the people who did really well. Those people might be your next big company leaders. They might be project leaders, task force leaders. But you're going to discover people in that crisis who can be your next big key people in your company. And then maybe you have to reform a slightly different team. And with that team, you implement that new culture. Some people are going to make it extremely well, and some people are not going to make it. Some are going to thrive in this uncertain time and have a true, powerful leadership ability, influential ability, innovation ability, and others are going to be completely overwhelmed. It's your time to build, change, or refine your team and your company culture. Here is my last question. What action can I already think now I need to change in the culture of my company or team? Just pause, think a few moments, and write some notes. So let's summarize. We had the very first question, how am I doing? And we had five steps. Step one, place people first. Step two, surround yourself with the right team. Step three, look for new solutions. Step four, have an agile, dynamic leadership style. And step five, build a new company culture. This is your chance. This is your chance to build influence and turn it into increased income in your current job or in your future job. Let me tell you one story. I had the chance to meet at the WEF the president of an amazing company. That company had the dream to be the new Amazon or Alibaba of their country, which is Indonesia. But here is the name. They felt those guys were impossible competitors. They couldn't compete with those big guys. They started very, very hard first steps to get the first $1,000 of funding. To get the first employee was extremely hard. They were able to hire a few people, get $10,000, get investors on board. But here is the name of the game. This president told me that they took an underdog attitude, which means they didn't see themselves as competing with Amazon and Alibaba, which they knew would be coming in Indonesia. They decided to do their own things their own way. Fast forward. The company is now a unicorn, means valued as more than $1 billion. They have over 200 million registered users, and they created true unique solution. They're not only building a platform like Amazon or Alibaba. By the way, they're not selling the services on there, not to compete with their partners, but they're also providing real solution to retail customers all over the country, can deliver any store, any corner store in the whole of those thousands islands of Indonesia in 48 hours. That is the true differentiator. They didn't look to copy or even directly compete with other people in the market. They looked at being themselves. I had such a dream 3 years ago to build a true unique solutions. And I created actually Swiss Leaders Group. And fast forward 3 years later, I'm starting to see some of those dreams coming true. Some of this market and influence that I would like to have start to come as we speak. This is your chance. You can use the crisis to propel yourself and move forward. I have one question for you. What is your real dream and passion? Now, if you tell me it sounds impossible, that's okay. Mine sounded impossible as well. That's not the question. The question is, what really motivates you? Where are your strength and your passion? And you really, really want it. Doing this, having a mind shift, requires help. And this is my challenge to you. They are two of the most powerful tools available to you. The first one is a mastermind. Aaron is a tremendous mastermind leader to enable as a team with other people to learn from one another, challenge one another, and have a real mind shift into moving forward in designing the future you want to have for yourself. Secondly, one-on-one coaching, executive coaching, to really look specifically at your journey and implement this step and being accountable in the long run, often up to 6 months, that is a game changer. I have the privilege to work with many executives and I see tremendous results with them because they have a partner who helps them to think, but as well as being an accountability partner. If you are serious about your dreams and your goals, participate to a mastermind, take a coach, and don't protect yourself, but propel yourself in a time of crisis with real innovative business solutions that will make a real difference and increase your income. It was a pleasure to talk to you today. I wish you all the best and look forward to see you moving in your goals and in your life. Thank you.